Scouts Canada. Scouts Canada is a scout association and member of the World Organization of the Scout Movement, in affiliation with the French language Association des Scouts du Canada. Scouts Canada runs programs for young people, male and female, ages 5 to 26. Program sections. Scouts Canada has 5 program sections, beavers being ages 5 to 7, wolf cubs ages 8 to 10, scouts, also sea scouts, ages 11 to 14, optional to 16, ventures, also sea ventures, ages 14 to 17, rovers, also sea rovers, ages 18 to 26. Programs are open to males and females. Major awards. Scouts Canada has several major awards. The Chief Scouts Award was established in 1973 as the top award in the scout section. The Queen's Venture Award is the top award in the venture section. In 1968, the normal upper age for members of the scout section was reduced from 17 to 14, and the venture section was created for ages 14 to 17. As part of these changes, Queen's Scout rank was replaced with the Queen's Venture Award. The Amory Adventure Award is awarded to the venture company that exhibits the most initiative in conceiving, planning, and executing an outdoor adventure. Badge Program. See Scouts Canada Cub Badges and Scouts Canada Scout Badges. Camps. Scouts Canada runs the Canadian Scout Jamboree, also known as CJ. The next Jamboree will be CJ07. Scouts Canada operates about 200 Scout camps across Canada. Well-known camps include Impiza Extreme, Halliburton Scout Reserve, and Tamaracuda Scout Reserve. The Tamaracuda Scout Reserve is the oldest continually operating Scout camp in the world. History. In the spring of 1908, just months after the book of Scouting for Boys was published in England, scouting came to Canada. Robert Baden-Powell wrote to Earl Grey, then Governor General of Canada, in 1910 to ask him to organize scouting in Canada. Scouting was carried on as part of the Boys Scouts Association Overseas Department until the Canadian General Council of the Boy Scout Association was incorporated by an act of the Canadian Parliament on June 12, 1914. The Canadian General Council continued to be a branch of the Boy Scout Association until October 30, 1946, when it became an independent member of the Boy Scout World Conference, now the World Organization of the Scout Movement. A subsequent amendment to the Act of Parliament changed the name to Boy Scouts of Canada. In 1976, the Scouts Canada logo was introduced and the organization, by its bylaws, adopted the name Scouts Canada. In 1972, Scouts Canada began accepting female members as part of its rover section. This was expanded in 1984 to include the venture section, and in 1992, co-ed scouting was an option for all program sections and became policy for all sections in 1998. Organization. Scouts Canada is divided into 20 councils, each representing a whole province or large part thereof. Each council is headed by a council commissioner appointed by the executive commissioner, the top staff member reporting to the Board of Governors. Councils are divided into areas, each headed by an area commissioner appointed by the council commissioner. Scouts Canada has 2 affiliated scout associations, Association des Scouts du Canada and Salvation Army Scout Association. Canada is the only country that has more than one WOSM member association without a national federation. Scouts Canada and Association des Scouts du Canada send a joint delegation to meetings of the World Organization of the Scout Movement. This is coordinated through the Committee on Cooperation. Every Governor General since Earl Grey has been either the Chief Scout of Canada prior to 1946 or Chief Scout of Canada after 1946. Canadian Scout Jamboree. The Canadian Scout Jamboree, or CJ, is a jamboree run by Scouts Canada for members of the Scout and Venture sections. The Jamboree is well known on the international scouting scene and will usually have several groups from other countries attending, most notable from the United States. The CJ that would normally have been held in 2005 was cancelled shortly after CJ01 due to concerns about volunteer burnout. In 2004, CJ07 was announced. CJ07 is the first CJ planned to be held at a scout camp. List of Jamborees. In 1949, the first Canadian Scout Jamboree at Connaught Ranges, Ottawa, Ontario, 2,579 attended. 1953, the second Canadian Scout Jamboree at Connaught Ranges in Ottawa, Ontario, with 1,196 in attendance. 1961, the third Canadian Scout Jamboree, Connaught Ranges, Ottawa, Ontario, 2,095 attended. 1977, the 4th Canadian Scout Jamboree at Cabot Beach Provincial Park in Prince Edward Island, 16,000 attended. In 1981, the 5th Canadian Scout Jamboree in Calicanzas, Alberta, 19,000 attended. In 1985, the 6th Canadian Scout Jamboree at Guelph Lake Conservation Area in Guelph, Ontario, with 12,000 in attendance. 1989, 7th Canadian Scout Jamboree in Port LaJoie, Forest Amherst, Prince Edward Island, 10,000 in attendance. 1993, the 8th Canadian Scout Jamboree, Canacanzas, Alberta, 12,000 in attendance. 1997, 9th Canadian Scout Jamboree, Boulevard Lake Park, Thunder Bay, Ontario, with 13,879 in attendance. 2001, 10th Canadian Scout Jamboree, Cabot Beach Provincial Park, Prince Edward Island, 14,000 in attendance. 2007, 11th Canadian Scout Jamboree, Tamaracuda Scout Reserve, Quebec, 8,000 expected. Issues. Since the late 1960s, Scouts Canada has suffered from ongoing membership decline in all sections and among adults, especially in the transition between Cubs and Scouts. During this transition, Scouting's market share drops from between 10 and 15% of young people to less than 2%. Scouts Canada's 2006 annual report, published in November 2006, reported an unfunded pension liability of over $2.75 million, other liabilities totaling $3.364 million, including bank indebtedness of $904,000, and an annual profit of $743,000. It appears to some people that Scouts Canada is turning its finances around. Scouts Canada conducted a property review in Ontario, which concluded that 30 camps should be sold. The Scouts Canada Ontario Incorporated body stated they rated the camps against the following criteria. 1. Usage level. 2. Financial viability, cost of running property versus income of the property. 3. Compliance with environmental health and safety standards. 4. Needs and wants of members, the outcome from youth and volunteer questionnaires. 5. Facilities. 6. Program resources. 7. Program opportunities. 8. Property features, 9 availability, 10 capacity, and 11 future direction. Camps were given an opportunity to appeal this decision by showing how they could meet these standards. After the appeal process was completed, the incorporated body decided that 14 pieces of property would be sold or that leases would be given up, usually without agreement of the local scouting members who use and maintain the property. Some members of Scouts Canada are upset with Scouts Canada's governance structure, which does not include any elections in which the membership take part. In response, Scouter Mike Reed from Montreal, Quebec, founded in August 2004 a committee called Scout A, which is a group of registered Scouts Canada members from across Canada dedicated to transforming Scouts Canada into a democratic association. In 1998, the Baden-Powell Scouts, BPSA, were established in Canada, rejecting the modernization of the Scout method by WOSM and Scouts Canada. Scouts Canada challenged the association and successfully argued that the word Scout, in the context of a youth organization, is a trademark held by Scouts Canada. See also Scouting in Canada, Girl Guides in Canada, List of Notable Scouts, Scouting. External links, go to Scouts Canada, Camps Operated by Scouts Canada, Scout A, Rovers BC, CJ07. And links to councils include Pacific Coast, Chinook, Cascadia, and Fraser Valley.